Cases of the novel coronavirus in Milwaukee County are on the rise. More than 10,700 people have tested positive, and more than 330 county residents have died from COVID-19. WUWM's Taryn Powell reports that health and political leaders remain concerned about how the virus is trending.
The number of coronavirus cases continues to climb in the Hispanic community, surpassing the rates in other groups in Milwaukee County.
Currently, the incidence rate, or the rate of new cases in the Hispanic population, is 2.5 times greater than the rates indicated and calculated in the African American and Asian communities.
That's Darren Rausch, a public health officer with the City of Greenfield Health Department. During a COVID-19 media briefing Thursday, Rausch said another trend that has remained consistent is that lower-income populations have the most disadvantages and the most cases of the virus. But the concerns don't stop there. Rausch says some of the largest increases in coronavirus cases are in the 18 to 39-year-old population, and the numbers also are going up among those under 18.
It does appear that as the county has become more open starting in mid-May, that cases amongst those under 18 and those 18 to 39 have increased pretty significantly, as well as a slight increase for those 40 to 59.
Rausch says county health officials are continuing to monitor those trends. But, he adds, people 60 and older still have some of the highest rates of COVID-19 and are still the most at risk for significant complications, hospitalizations, and death. Health professionals are also monitoring the doubling times of cases, meaning the time it takes for the number of cases to double. Rausch says the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are doing better compared to the state, with doubling times of 50 and 57 days, respectively. The state is about 31 days.
We have really slowed the spread of COVID that we're not doubling our numbers in days and weeks as we had early in the outbreak.
Coronavirus testing continues to be offered at National Guard sites in the county. The county executive, David Crowley, is urging people without a doctor to seek one now because, he says, the National Guard won't be here forever. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.